In the Central African Republic, the situation continues to grow dire. United Nations Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman has warned the country is on the brink of catastrophe, with 2.2 million people in need of assistance. Julia Chirilo has more.
The political and humanitarian crisis in the Central African Republic has deteriorated since heavy unrest in the capital, Bangui, was sparked in early December by clashes between the Christian militia, calling itself the Anti-Balaka, and the Muslim rebels who seized power in March. In his warning to the UN Security Council, Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman said the conflict is developing troubling sectarian and religious connotations. Other aid agencies have warned underlying sectarian tensions in the Central African Republic are being exploited by the Seleka rebel group, whose members hail mainly from neighbouring African countries. Mr. Feltman said some 513,000 people, or half the inhabitants of Bangui, have been forced to flee their homes, with approximately 100,000 living in a makeshift camp at the airport. Mr. Feltman also urged action from the interim government of the Central African Republic and praised the work of the church on the ground.
The transitional authorities themselves in the Central African Republic need to do their part to rein in the violence. There is clear determination in the council to hold those responsible for the violence to accountability. Political leaders at all levels need to be sending the right messages to the population, as members of the clergy have already been doing.
In December, the UN Security Council authorized a multinational African peacekeeping force, which is expected to increase its troop strength from about 2,500 to 3,500 to keep a lid on the violence. France also sent in about 1,600 troops to back them up. I'm Julia Cirillo.